Artificial intelligence, or AI for short, has continually made leaps and bounds in recent history. I still remember when one had to go to a library encyclopedia to find the information needed for a research project. Now, the world's libraries and all of its resources are available with the click of a button. A simple search on a library catalog or on a search engine can unlock a multitude of academic resources and articles. I also remember a time when advertisers had to go door to door to get their message across to customers. Now, just mentioning a retailer like L.L. Bean or Coors Light to your smartphone can trigger a bunch of ads to be displayed across all your devices and platforms, from YouTube to Spotify to Facebook to Instagram. Artificial intelligence is becoming more and more clever, making real-time suggestions as to what's important to us and guiding us towards products, services, and goods that we need. It is trying to help us devote less time to searching and finding. My question here is, what if we could put AI to use in education? What if we could use AI to help students more easily achieve learning outcomes and increase their understanding of the subject matter? ClassAct is the solution. ClassAct is an artificial intelligence solution that can be used by students in their post-secondary studies. ClassAct is a wireless earbud that rests in your ear and connects to your speech and your brainwaves to detect auditory, visual, and tactile stimuli. The earbud is about the size of a nickel and is ergonomically designed to not be felt by the student. The ClassAct earbud automatically turns on and off, can be quickly set up, and provides high-definition audio with active noise cancellation. The ClassAct does not require charging and is powered through movement of the human body, which converts kinetic energy into stored energy for the device. The ClassAct listens to your speech, reads your brainwaves, and taps into what you see, hear, and feel. It listens to your self-talk and your interactions with peers and instructors. It scans your brainwaves to assess your knowledge and understanding. It processes visual, auditory, and tactile stimuli to understand the environment you live in. It then provides real-time suggestions, solutions, resources, and simulations to help further your learning and comprehension of a subject matter. Why is this useful? Well, we know that education is not a one-size-fits-all. What if a robot could memorize your learning preferences, your strengths, and your knowledge of a subject matter, and provide these interventions in real time? As students think through subject matters and face challenges, ClassAct can provide guidance, content, and additional resources that put students back on track without the need to even search or look for help. ClassAct can help students identify blind spots before even the student can, and it alters the instructional process. Prior to any exam or assignments, ClassAct can provide users with a list of topics that they are struggling with and questions that they can ask their instructor. It is common knowledge that frequent feedback given as close to an activity is effective in furthering learning outcomes. ClassAct provides this real-time feedback and intervention. Let's see ClassAct in action. Brad is a post-secondary business student studying at the University of British Columbia. Brad is currently enrolled in a first-year introductory accounting class. He is a B average student and commutes back and forth from Surrey to get to class. Brad caught COVID a few weeks ago and has been struggling to attend class and stay on top of his studies. He calls a friend. "Man, I've been so lost. Help me. I just don't know what to do. I'm weeks behind on the material and I just haven't had the chance to catch up. The prof's office hours are at awful times, and I don't even know how to ask for help or what to ask for help with at this point." "Have you tried ClassAct?" his friend asks. Class Act is an AI technology that is meant to get you back on track with your studies. It really helped my cousin out when he was struggling. It sent him and put him on to all kinds of resources. Honestly, I hate reading, and I'm already having trouble staying up to date with the professor's notes. I don't need more things to do and read. Give Class Act a try, Brad. Here, I'll lend you mine. Brad heads over to his friend's house and picks up the Class Act earbud.
Thank you for choosing Class Act. I will be guiding you through your studies of introductory accounting. Once I have tapped into your brain activity and visual, auditory, and tactile stimuli, I will actively make suggestions and implement learning activities to assist you in your learning.
Whoa, brainwave stimuli? I'm not sure about this.
Trust me, Brad, I can and will help you ace your final exam for introductory accounting.
Man, I guess beggars can't be choosers.
A few moments later.
I guess I better get started to studying accounting. Man, there's just so many journal entries to memorize. I don't understand how and why any of this stuff is useful.
Brad, I think I know what the problem is. Let's try to make it relevant to your life. Remember how you've been helping Ms. Jones with her bakery?
Oh yeah, Ms. Jones is great. She started a bakery from the ground up and is now in the local Whole Foods. Good for her.
Well, what if I told you Ms. Jones was not always that successful? There was a time when she didn't keep track of her financial records and didn't know how much money she was losing each and every month. Maybe if we can put you in the eyes of Ms. Jones, you can see what it was like to not know the finances and accounting of the business.
Class Act hacks into Brad's brain and puts him into the office of Ms. Jones' bakery. Where am I?
Hey, Brad.
Oh, hey, Ms. Jones. Long time no see. I barely recognized you. How are the kids doing?
The kids are doing well. You're here in my bakery, circa 2018, when I first started operations.
Well, what are all these envelopes on your desk with the scary red font?
These are all the bills that have piled up. I don't have a bookkeeper to help me out right now. Hey, aren't you taking an accounting course? Maybe you can help me record the journal entries I need to get my books up to date?
Oh, yes, of course. I'll help you out, Miss Jones. Brad gets working on the books, following the work of the previous bookkeeper, and slowly understanding how the journal entries are recorded in Miss Jones' business.
3 weeks later,
I think I get things a little better now. The professor said I should do more practice. I guess I'll start working on this question here.
A few moments later.
You haven't moved your pencil in a while and you seem to be experiencing a high level of frustration. This is an overhead allocation problem. Why don't you review this video I've put together for you to review the concept? I have sent it to your tablet.
Thanks, Class Act. What would I do without you? Class Act, what should I do to study for the upcoming exam?
That you do well when you study with others. I have reached out to your friends and suggest doing self-study questions 7, 9, and 10 together.
Thanks, Class Act. You're the best. With Class Act, Brad was able to put his studies back on track and ace the final exam, scoring an A as his final grade.